no cum pădu la țane cu mâna. Avatuiesc, avatuiesc, că se-mi pădua. Suntem omul de muva, la sunt a tatua. Între tuțuni pe te-am pe tie. Ulei mâine pe te începa pe tie. Mai ca
and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Bus drivers at Stanley Bar in Lusaka bemoan harassment by suspected political cadres. Lusaka residents decry poor load shedding management. And in African news, a race to find survivors after Sudan landslide kills hundreds. To present the news, my name is Blessa Chua. Some bus drivers operating at Stanley Bar in Lusaka have raised concern over the alleged continued harassment by suspected political cadres as they go about their daily operations. Speaking in an interview with Kumbon Radio News, the drivers said the cadres have continued to intimidate and extort money from them, making it difficult to conduct the business peacefully. They explained that the cadres often demand money from them on a daily basis and in some cases threaten those who refuse to comply. The bus drivers have since appealed to relevant authorities to intervene and restore order so that they can work without fear.
Aiwa motivu utamani makada za mewa kama makada za mga mwine wake hapa. Wakupisha, chuka mpufu za sisi, wakapena pasitu kwa nukaji mwine nda wati kupisha hapa kupisha hapa maenye. Kena hape sisa kina poti yenu.
Kiyo na chemunga ni makada ya sewa mbaku bwede ya mwese.
Kiyo wakazi wapaka hili, so ipezi kati mkati za wewa kupangati yesu. Ndike wakudara, mjili wadi itachongo manji. Kwele la pangono pangono, kwa hili ndiye mwe wa mambira socha.
As Lusaka residents continue to air their grievances over load management, some residents in Pulungu Ward 26 have not been left out. The residents lamented that in their locality they go for two or more days without electricity, a situation they have described as unbearable, as it deprives them of conducting businesses that heavily rely on power supply.
Malaiti kuno kumupulungu wa 26 ya vuta ya maenda nangu 2 to 3 days, so kaya load shedding mwe ankalila hapa vintu mwe vava tifitila, so kukese kati na mandio mafriji, so yao nungeka tikangu anakuchajinga na mafoni mshemushe 2 to 3 days. Elo manjo loko vantu wasina kutumila mafoni kulibe mwanga kutumile. So kuno watilangani leko kaya load shedding inachitika manja hapa tingo ngala chabi.
And Mr. Barnabas Zulu, a concerned resident, has also raised concerns, calling on the power utility firm ZESCO to stick to its load shedding schedule in order to give residents a fair opportunity to plan and run their businesses. He says the current inconsistencies are negatively affecting livelihoods and has urged ZESCO to ensure equal distribution of electricity across all parts of the country.
But in our area, it's not being followed. But in other areas, the shed is being followed properly. The people are still being persecuted. They are being persecuted. They are being persecuted by its own government. So basically, what we are trying to speak to is that this is that we have to fix some cable of having electricity equally distributed amongst the citizens. I'm sure you understand one critical factor is that in these areas that I've mentioned, is that many people, they depend on electricity for them to run small businesses, like for them to run barber shops, for them to run saloons, roads, and many other things. So, now, if I close this one, it's not trying to adhere to that particular schedule, then they're trying to penetrate over.
Mukushi's Changila branch chairperson, Marvelous Chanda, has commended government for introducing the cash for work program in the community. Mr. Chanda explained that through the initiative, residents have been engaged in molding bricks for the construction of an ablution blocks for pupils, as well as a 1x3 classroom block. He notes that the program has greatly benefited the community by creating employment opportunities while at the same time contributing to development projects in the area. Luansha's constituency's Kamuchanga Ward Councillor Austin Zimba has gotten residents are still occupying land reserves for the construction of a secondary school to relocate to alternative plots allocated by the local authority. Mr. Zimba noted that despite being advised to move, some residents have remained adamant and continued developing the land earmarked for the school project. He stressed that the proposed secondary school will serve the faster-growing population of Kamuchanga Ward and surrounding areas, which currently rely on only one NGO-owned institution, Don Otavio Secondary School. Mr. Zimba further condemned individuals allegedly inciting residents to demand compensation, urging them to desist from creating confusion and frustrating the development agenda.
I remember very well over this school that we had the engagement meeting with the community where we stated clearly that in the project of World Bank there was nothing like compensation, and people agreed. And so now to issue kweba tukuri bamo abalechita insight abantu kweba tino mwikasela palapa area yo waka mchite compensate. So they are making these people to bring us confusions. And so I want to tell you that this issue has been presented before the council, this issue has been presented before the DC's office, and as council, we have given alternative lands to all of you who are being influenced that Mwiseloko. So Tatule Fwaya, ukuingisha moba poli.